Today's shir is Masechet Gittin Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph on 10 lines from the top. The Mishnah taught us Eidim Chaysmal Get, that Eidim sign on a get, and the Mishnah told us the reason that Eidim sign on a get is Mimnei Tikkun Olam. Ask the Gemara, Mimnei Tikkun Olam is the reason why Eidim sign on a get is because of Tikkun Olam, because of a rule that Rav Gamliel instituted. Ask the Gemara, the Raisihi, isn't the obligation for Eidim to sign on a get a Chiv the Raisa, the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu that speaks about writing a document of selling a piece of property. And the Pasuk says, the Ksoiv B'Sefer V'Chasoyim. Yirmiyahu is saying Nevuah that even though Klal Yisrael were destined, were decreed to go to Golus and Bavel, they will return to Eretz Yisrael and buy properties, and therefore he instructs them to buy properties and write documents and to sign them, to have them available, that when a mitzvah shem they come back to Eretz Yisrael, they will have these documents as proof that they will have them as proof that they own these properties. But we see that documents should be signed. So what is the Braisa teaching us? What is the Mishnah teaching us? Mivnei Tikkun Olam. Answers the Gemara, Tzricha, Rav Elazar, Da'amar Eidim Sirikati. Answers the Gemara, that we're going according to the opinion of Rav Elazar, that we've learned his opinion many times in Amasachta, that Eidim is Sirikati, that what affect the Shtar, or the Eid, what create the Shtar, is the Eide Chasima, who eat the Eidim Chasima, Eidim Asira, who witnessed the giving over of the star. But says the Gemara, Tekani Rabbana Eidim Chasima, Chazal instituted that we should have Eidim who signed the star, Mnei Tikkun Olam. What's the Tikkun Olam? Explains the Gemara, the Zimna Demai Sasadi. Sometimes there will be Eidim Chasima, that Eidim Asira, who actually saw the transfer of the star, and afterwards, they will die, inami zimna dazli, or they'll move away, lemedinas hayam, and we won't have them available to be able to testify about the transfer of the get. So by having Eidim sign, that will make, and we, even if they're not here, they passed away or they're not available, it wouldn't make a difference. The reason it wouldn't make a difference is because as long as we could authenticate their signatures in Beis Din, that will be a good enough way of being able to verify the signature and be able to rely on the shtar. So there's a very big machlokes rishonim, how to understand this Gemara. According to the Rif, the Rif says a very big chiddush, that even though we've been learning through Adam and Sechta, as we just said, the Rav Elazar's opinion is Eidei Mesira Karti, the Rif says Rav Elazar agrees that it's better to have Eidei Chasima than to have Eidei Mesira, for the reason that we just explained. And therefore, says the Rif, that even according to Rav Elazar, the get that has Eidei Chasima does not have to have Eidei Mesira. All Rav Elazar says is that Eidei Mesira are what make the get. But he certainly agrees that Eidim Mesira make the get, but he agrees that Eidim Chasima are even better. Tosfos disagrees with the Rif and says that if we've been learning through Adam Masechta, that it is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar that Eidim Mesira Karti, it can't be understood that Rabbi Elazar will agree that a shtar could be effective without Eidim Mesira. The Gemara is saying that Rav Elazar's opinion is that besides needing Eidim Mesira, because Rav Elazar's opinion is that Eidim Mesira are what make the get into a get, he still also holds that on top of that, you should have Eidim Chasima for the reasons just given. But not that he could hold that the Eidim Chasima could replace the place of the Eidim Mesira. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Fila, Tevah, Rabbi Meir. We could explain that our Mishnah actually is even following the opinion of Rameya. Just what? But Kinu, Chazal instituted she'edim mefarshish mesayim begitin. Yes, Rabbi Meir's opinion is that edei chasima karti, and of course you have to have edei chasima. But says the Gemara that according to Rabbi Meir, originally it wasn't required to be so detailed in indicating the names of these edim. The takana of Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah was she'edim mefarshayim begitin. The name should be very clear. Neitikin oilam. And the Gemara explains. Ketanya is the Brice that teaches us Barushana Yakosa Ani Ploni Chsanti Aid. Originally, he didn't write his name at all. That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns a person didn't have to write his name. He just could say Ani Ploini without saying his name, and just recognizing his signature would be adequate. However, the Tor and other Rishonim disagree. They say it's inconceivable that just writing the word Pliny without writing your name should be adequate for a get. That can't be what the Gemara meant. And therefore he says, originally they just wrote that Ani Pliny, just writing your first name without writing the name of your father. But once, as we're going to learn, that became a difficult situation. Ketanya, Bereshana Yekos, Ani Pliny Chasamti Eid, and now if there's a question on this document, what they did was they would have to be able to find another document that was a certified document that had on it a similar signature. They were able to verify the document, Vimlav, but if they weren't able to certify this document that way, puzzled, they would have a serious problem. Therefore, says the Gemara, Amar Gamliel, the Kana Gedol Eskinu, they made a big rule. They made an important rule, Shem Farshin Shmesayim Begitin, that they have to write the name out in the get, when they took an oilam. And the Rashba points out, not only did they institute the rule that a get has to have spelled out clearly the name of the eid in order to make it easier to verify, what would be the halacha? But the Raisa, it's not required. So what would be the halacha if a get was signed without that, not signed in that fashion? Will the get be kosher or not? So the Rashba wants to suggest a very big chiddush. The Rashba wants to suggest that once Chazal required the signature should be done in a certain way, ani ploini ben ploini, if it's not done that way, it's considered a get that wasn't signed. And therefore, certainly according to the opinion of Rav Meir, who says Eide Chesim Akarti, and that the Eidim who signed on the get are absolutely essential. If you don't have a get with the Eidim signed that way, your get would be disqualified. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara over Simon Allah, just signing with a mark is inadequate. Says the Gemara, Rav Tsayer Kavra, Rav would just make the sign of a fish as his signature. Rav Chanina Tsayer Charusa, he would make the branch of a date tree. Rav Chisda, whose name had in it the Samach, would sign his name with a Samach. Rav Oshia, who has an ayin in his name, would sign his name by writing an ayin. Rav Barav Huna, Tsair Mechusa, would make the mast of a ship, of a sailship. So we see that you don't have to write out the whole name. Answers the Gemara, Shani Rabbanim Bekein Sumanayu. When we speak about these Rabbanim, everybody was able to recognize when they saw a document signed this way, that's the way that represents their signature. But ask the Gemara, yes, at a certain point, everybody was familiar that this is the way these Rabbanim signed their name. But ask the Gemara, b'mekara b'mayifkinu, before everybody was familiar with that's the way these Rabbanim signed the names, how did that familiarity come? Answers, Gemara Badiski, they would, when they wrote their correspondence, when they wrote answers to Shilas, they would sign their name that way. And since they would sign the name that way, that's how it became well known that this is the way the person signs his name. So Meir Shapiro Zatzal says that the Gemara says that Rav's signature was a fish. What is the lesson? So he says that there's a famous mashal that the Medrash brings, that the fox wanted to convince the fish to come to the dry land. Obviously, his goal was to attack him and devour him. And the fish says to the fox, if in the water, in the ocean, which is our natural habitat, we're not guaranteed for survival, certainly we can't survive on dry land. So he explains, what was Rav trying to teach us? That just like a fish is only able to survive in the ocean, so too he was saying, I, Rav, the Talmud Chacham, can only survive in the ocean of Torah. Nowhere else in the world, nowhere else can a fish survive. And I saw that another pshat, what does it mean that he used a fish as the sign for his name? There's another medrash. It says that the fish, as soon as one drop of rain comes down, they jump to catch that water. As people who never had water in their lifetime. He said, that's pshat in this Gemara. Rav said, what is our attitude supposed to be? Our attitude to Torah is supposed to be that even if we, Baruch Hashem, have succeeded in learning, we should never be satisfied with what we succeeded, but we should always be thirsty for more Divrei Torah. Says the Gemara, Hillel Hiskin Prusbol. We learned in the Mishnah that Hillel instituted the Prusbol. Tanan Hossam, says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Shviyos teaches us, Prusbol Eina Mishamit. The Prusbol doesn't cause that the land does causes that the loans, which are typically canceled in the Shemitah year, are not canceled if somebody wrote a Prusbol. It says the Gemara, Zech ben Advarim Shiskin Hillel Azokin. This is one of the things that Hillel Azokin instituted. He saw people who were refraining from lending money to each other. And they were violating what it says in the Torah. If you have the wrong approach, the wrong attitude, you know that the Shemitah is approaching. And you will look at the person who doesn't have an easy way to repay, the loisitaloi, and therefore you will refuse to lend the money. The korai lach al Hashem, v'hoi b'chachet. Ahmed, so because of this, he got up the hiskin prusbol, he instituted the prusbol. The zeh gufish al prusbol explains the Gemara that what is the wording of the prusbol. Mesreni lachem, plenty had the yonim. I give over to you the dayanim shemimak and pliny from this location. Shekachayv sheyeshli etzel pliny, any debt that I have, shegvenu kozman sheerta, that I should have the right to collect it whenever I want. But the dayanim chayson lamata, the dayanim sign on the bottom this, or edim chayson, or the edim sign on the bottom. So the question is, why was there necessary to make a prusbol because of Shvius? The Rishonim ask why does the Gemara have to say because they were violating Hishamacha? Why can't they just have made a rule that when somebody lends money to someone else, if there's a clear stipulation, Amanash loy teshmiteni Shvius, then Shmita would not be applicable? So the question is, why don't they just say that everybody who makes a loan should write that? So the Ritva in Masechta Makkos says it's a good question, but the problem is, he says that not everybody will necessarily remember as the loan is made to make that stipulation. And this stipulation is only considered a valid stipulation if it's made at the time of the loan. Another answer is that if somebody makes that stipulation, it's as if you're saying to the loiva, I don't expect you to pay me back, which is embarrassing to say. And therefore, they didn't want that to become the general rule. Another explanation is that when you do this, it's sort of an open declaration that you don't believe, that you don't want, that you want to violate the halacha Shemitah. If you make the loan in a regular fashion, and then afterwards you have a prosbul, that isn't the same as saying the stipulation up front and sort of declaring that I want to avoid Hilchas Shemitah. The Chinuch says that in general, when Chazal make types of takonis, they don't like to make takonis that are based on Tanoim. Tanoim, even though condition stipulations are very much part of the halacha, it's not something that Chazal, it's not a medium that Chazal wanted to use in halachic situations. Rav Haigoin says a very interesting pshat. He says, even though the halacha actually is that if you say, I'm nashet loy tishmita, if you make this condition, it's not, your loan won't get canceled, but the halacha is that it's not supposed to be done. It works with the eved, but it's not something that should be done, and therefore Chazal did not want to institute this as a way of being able to avoid the problem of Shita. Another question that the Igur Rama answers, that the only time there's a problem that the Shemitah cancels a loan is only if the loan is due before or during Shemitah. So why can't we just institute that all these loans should be only due for after Shemitah? So the Achrayim answer that once the loan was created and it's due during Shemitah, the fact that it's too late to change it afterwards to a later date to avoid the Shemitah problem. And therefore, Chazal were concerned that people, when they're lending, borrowing money, won't remember to always write a date for later, and that's why they didn't want to use that type of an approach. The question is, and we're learning, that Hillel was concerned that people were refraining from lending money. The question is, when is that halacha applicable? The Chinuch opinion is that even b'zman hazeh, as we're going to learn in the Gemara soon, Shemitah's Ksofim is only midrabanan. The Isser to withhold, not and refrain from lending, still applies. The Chasam Sofer disagrees. The Chasam Sofer says that only when Shemitah is relevant, is midaraisa, does this Isser apply. And the Chasam Sofer explains why. He says, why should a person not be concerned about lending money by Shemitah? Indeed, he won't get back his money. And the answer, explains the Chasam Sofer, is because in the time that the Shemitah Midaraisa, the Torah HaKadosh says, V'tzivisi es brachosi. V'tzivisi es brachosi is that the Kadosh Baruch Hu guarantees us that we won't lose anything by following Shemitah. But that's only when Shemitah is Midaraisa. And therefore, nowadays, when Shemitah is the Rabbanon, the bracha that doesn't apply. So if that's the case, so then why is the Gemara saying, if the bracha doesn't apply, the lav doesn't apply? So how does the Gemara explain Shaya Ivrim? So the Chasam Sofer says, Ivrim doesn't mean that they were being over the Raisa. What Ivrim means is that, they were refraining from lending money, and even though technically they're not being over Naveira, it's not the type of society, says the Chasam Sofer, that we want to live in. We don't want to live in a society where people who need money and want to borrow money don't have money available to them. So the Gemara explains, as we learned in the Mishnah, Amad v'hiskin prosbul. So he instituted the prosbul. And the question is, how does the prosbul work? So Rashi explains that the Mishnah, Masechta Shviyas, teaches us that the Isra of Shviyas is lo yigosh, that we may not demand payment from somebody else who owes us money. But if it's Bezdin, the lav of lo yigosh doesn't apply to Bezdin. And therefore, the Mishnah in Shemitah says that Moshe Shteroys of LeBezdin, if one turns over his loan documents to Bezdin, they're not under the effect of Shemitah. Tosfos in Masechta Makos asks a question. Tosfos asks, if that's the reason for Shemitah, so then it's not a takana of Hillel. As we just learned, the Mishnah in Masechta Shviyos teaches us that Amosish Derois of Lebesdin is considered a legitimate way of not having your loan canceled. So why was Hillel Masakin that wasn't already in place through the Mishnah? Because of that, Tosfos and other Rishonim explain that the reason it works is that a whole different concept. It works because of a special rule of Hefker, Besdin, Hefker. And the Besdin have a right to make different types of rules. And Hefker, Besdin, Hefker includes that they can make the rule of a Prozbul and the Aloch of a Prozbul, and the rule of the Prozbul will, with the rabbonic authority that they have, makes it into causes that the loan should not be canceled. This simple nafkamina between these two pshatim, as we're going to be learning, is if it's because of Moisesh Derois of Lebesdin, Moisesh Derois of Lebesdin works midaraisa. But if it's because of a special rule of Hefker Besdin Hefker, then Prozbul only works midrabonim. But ask the Gemara, or Mika midaraisa, ask Mika midi, how do we understand this Gemara? The midaraisa, Mishamet the Shviz. According to the Raisa, Shemitah cancels the loan. The Hiskin Hillel, the Loi Meshamta. How could Hillel have made this rule? So, particularly the way we're learning the Gemara according to Rashi, the Midaraisa, if you give over the Shtar to Besdin, if you Midaraisa, you give over the Shtar to Besdin, then you rule, then the Shemitah is not in effect. So what's the Gemara's question? According to those that say that Prozbul only works Midrabonon, the Gemara's question is understandable. How could the Hillel institute a rabbinic invention which will supersede the Issa Deraisa? But according to those that learn that a Prozbul works Midaraisa, what's the Gemara's question? So the way I saw that the Rashba and the Ritva explain this Gemara, they explain that we clearly see that it is the will of the Torah that loans should be canceled in the Shemitah year. So even though Moshe Shteros of Lebesdin is a legitimate way of avoiding that, Hillel didn't just say that if somebody happened to give his loan document to Besdin, he'll save the problem of Shemitah. He instituted that everybody should write a Prozbul. And the question is, that's clearly contrary to what the Torah wants, to the spirit of the law. And the Gemara asks, how could therefore Hillel have instituted something like that? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaya, B'Shviyas Mizman Hazeh. This Hillel holds, we're talking about Shviyas Mizman Hazeh, and it's going according to the opinion of Rebbe that holds that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, Shemitah's Ksofim Bizman Hazeh is only Midrabonim. And even though Hillel actually lived before Churban Bayis Sheni, and they were still in Eretz Yisrael, Abaya holds that even in the time of Bayis Sheni, there was no Shemitah. And the reason why there was no Shemitah in the time of Bayis Sheni was because the Shemitah only applies Bizman Shel Yovel Noig, when Yovel applies. And since at that time, the people, most of Klal Yisrael, weren't in Eretz Yisrael, that's the Pashup Shat. Other Pshatim is you have to have all of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, or you have to have Klal Yisrael in their territories that they yarshin, so Yovel doesn't apply. And if Yovel doesn't apply, neither does Shemitah. The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, Rebbe Omer, the Pasuk says, Zed Var Shemitah Shmoit, says the Rebbe, B'shtei Shemitah Sakos Medaber. The Pasuk is speaking about two different types of Shemitahs. Acha Shemitah's Karka, that we can't work the land. V'acha Shemitah's Ksofim, that all loans get canceled. And we learn from here, Bizman Shat Meshamet Karka, when the land may not be worked, the Aloch is Atta Meshamet Ksofim, loans are canceled as well. Bizman Shiat Meshamet Karka, but when the law on the property doesn't exist, Yat Meshamet Ksofim, Midaraisa, there's no halacha of Shemitah's Ksofim. But says the Gemara, V'ritkinu Rabbona Tetashamet, Chazal instituted that the loans should be canceled in the Shemitah year, Zeichel Shvius, to remember us as a member commemoration of what Shemitah applies. However, when Shemitah did apply, however, says the Gemara, V'roi Hillel Shnimna Am B'lahava Zezeh, Hillel saw the people were refraining from lending money. In order to avoid that problem, Amad V'hiskin Prozbo. Ask the Gemara, Omiyik Amidi, the Midaraisa L'Misham Teshviyah. So now the Gemara asks a different question. How can we say the Midaraisa, the loan is not cancelled, and the Tekin Rabbanan to Teshameit, and the Rabbanan should institute that the loan should be cancelled? Answers the Gemara, Amar Abaye Sheval Tasehu. This was a situation of Sheval Taisa. The Rabbanan have a right, to make this type of a rule that even in a situation that would cause loans to become cancelled, because they're not telling you to do something contrary to Torah. They're just telling you don't collect the loan, and they have a right to make those kind of rules. The Shem Shmuel says in the name of his father, the Evnei Nezer, the why is there a halacha of Shemitah's Kesafim? Because we know, he says, the Pasuk says, Eved Loivel Ishmalva, a person who borrows money from someone else becomes subservient to that individual. But the Evnei Nezer explains that the point behind Shemitah, is to make us really all connected, that all Jews are one. And since all Jews are connected, are considered as one, that's why in the Shemitah year, you can't have a loiv and a malva. The definition of a loiv and a malva is when you have two separate individuals. I owe you money. But if all of us are really one, then there's no loiv and there's no malva. I can't owe money to myself, and that's why there's no Shemitah. So, ask the Ksef Sofer the obvious question. If Chazal, as we just explained, wanted to institute that there should be Shemitah's Ksofim, even Bizman Azeh when it's only the Rabbanon, Hillel, by instituting the Prozbul, is undoing what the Rabbanim wanted. The Rabbanim wanted that there should be Shemitah's Ksofim, at least Bizman Azeh, and they, Hillel, by making a Prozbul, is undoing that. So explains the Ksef Sofer, since that the Prozbul, as we're learning, had to be done in a Bezdin, it shows that people still know and recognize the halacha of Shemitah. Maybe that's the answer to Tosfos' question as well. Tosfos asked the question that if Rashi holds that the principle behind Shemitah is Moisish Deroysa of Lebesdin, so that's already something that the Mishnah teaches us. Here, the fact that everybody had to go to the Bezdin and had to be busy with the Prozbul was an indication to people that Shemitah still exists. And that was what Chazal wanted. So Tosfos asks, if Bidaraisa, Shemitah's Kesafim doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh, it's only the Rabbanon, why didn't the Rabbanon also institute Zeichel Yovel? We have Shemitah, Zeichel Shemitah Daraisa. Why shouldn't there be Yovel, Zeichel Shemitah Yovel Daraisa? Says the Yavetz. The truth is, he says, that Yovel is a very hard halacha to accept. Because for 2 years, they're not allowed to work their land. And what do they rely on? They rely on, as we said earlier in our shir, the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the tzivisi es brachasi. So when Shemitah is daraisa, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the tzivisi es brachasi, so then we could take an institute, the halacha could be, don't work your land for 2 years, and you don't have to worry about panasa, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll take care of you. The Rabbanon don't have the ability to say the tzivisi es brachasi. They don't have the ability to bring that bracha. So if they're going to say, you may not work the land for 2 years, and where are we going to have panasa from, that they don't have an answer to. That's why they couldn't make a Zeichel Yovel. The Ramban gives a different explanation. The Ramban says that Yovel isn't just not working the land. Shemitah is just not working the land. But Yovel means an entire upheaval. Everybody gives back properties that they bought. Avadim go free. It's a total upheaval of a society. To make that type of a rule when the Torah doesn't require it is way too, Chazal felt, is way too difficult to institute such a rule unless the Torah mandates such a rule. Another question, that another answer suggests the Gemara, that why Rabbanan could institute Shemitah's Ksafim. Rav Amar, because Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. The Rabbanan have a tremendous authority. Damar Rav Yitzchak Menayin Sheftim Bezdin Hefker. What is the source for the Halach of Hezdin Bezdin Hefker? Shneim the Pasuk says, when Ezra wanted everybody to do tshuva, he says, V'kol HaShlayim, come to Yerushalayim, and he would encourage them to do tshuva. The Pasuk says, V'kol HaShlayim, L'shloish Yomim, Katzis HaSarim V'Azakenim, Yechrem Kol Rishushoi, we will confiscate everything he owns, V'hu Yibodel Mikal HaGoyla, and he will be isolated. Rabbi Lezer Amar Miyalka. The Pasuk in Yeshua says, as they divided up Eretz Yisrael after they conquered Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk says, Ela an Cholos, Ashonachlo Alaza Akoy V'Yeshua Benun, V'Roshay Onus. And the question is, V'chima Inyan Roshay Metzalavis. The Roshay Ovis are the families. And what is the Rosh, what does it have to do with Roshay Ovis? To teach us, Lo Melacha, Ma Ovis Machil Mesbeneim, fathers inherit property to their children as they please. Komash yirtzu. Af rosha machilim ha'am. Komash yirtzu. They have a right to do what they want. So the question is, why does the Gemara quote two different psukim to teach us the same halachim? And the Rishonim teach us that these two psukim represent a very fundamental explanation, a very fundamental on the machloikis and how to apply Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. The first pasuk that says that their property would be confiscated means that Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker gives me the right to take away from you something that belongs to you. But Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker does not have the right to for me to take away something from you and give it to someone else. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker only means I could take it away from you. The second pasuk that compares it to Yerusha, so when we speak about Yerusha, it's similar. When we speak about a Yerusha, the halacha is about giving something over to someone else, that the father could decide to give something to this son versus another child. Yerusha much more represents giving something that's a much stronger type of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. And the question really is, what is this machloikis connected to? So I saw that the Dvar Avram wants to say, why is Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker acceptable? So some use the concept of Dina de Malchus Adina. Dina de Malchus Adina means that the government has authority. But if we learn Dina de Malchus Adina, then the halacha is that Chazal to make Adina and Malchus Adina, that it should be that this is the government rule, but the government has even the ability to do what they want because all of the land ultimately belongs to them. On the other hand, if we say it's a special Koyach Abezdin, a Koyach Abezdin perhaps is only limited. It's only limited to the ownership, but I can't take something from one person and give it to another person. Continues the Gemari Bailahu. Ki hiskin Hillel Prozbol. When Hillel instituted the Prozbol, Ladari hu desakin, was it only for his generations? Adum Ladari alma nami takin, or was it for all future generations? And the question is, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, that do we say that it's only for his generation? And if there will be a future generation, when Hillel made the rule up, he said it's only for my generation, and therefore it will immediately expire. Or did Hillel make up that this is something that should be part of our behavior for all future generations? And as we're going to learn, then then it becomes difficult to undo the rule. The Ran says that the Gemara never thought that Hillel would have made the rule only for his generation. Rather, Duran says that the Gemara's question is that did he make it for only for times when it's necessary? Only for times like we see in our Gemara that they people were refraining from lending money, people were in such a place, or did he make it for all future generations? Again, Ibailu, Kihiskin Hill Prosbo, Ladari Udatakan Odim Ladari Alma. Ask the Gemara, Lamay Nafkamina Levatulay. As we just said, can we undo it? Yamrit, Ladari Hudatakan, if we'll say that he only made it for his generation, Mvatlinalay. And in some Rishonim have a difficulty understanding this line. Because if we're going to say that Hillel made it for his generation, so then when his generation is over, it expires. Why does the Gemara use the word mevatlinalei? We could undo it. We don't need to undo it. It's undone by itself. It expires. So they explain, Tosfos says, that even if we'll say that Hillel made the takana only for his generation, we need to understand that when he made the takana for his generation, what he meant to do was it should that for his generation and after his generation, he left it up to the Chachamim to be allowed to be mevatelit, but not that it would never was there a havamina that it should just expire for itself. However, but if we're going to say that he made it for future generations, so there we have a problem. Because the halach is, a later generation cannot undo what was done in earlier generations. Unless they're greater, and therefore, once something was accepted, we can't undo it. What does it mean? So the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnah, says that the Rosh Bezdin of the later generation has to be greater than the Rosh Bezdin of the previous generation. The Shal Shetshuvas Advaz says that it's not focused on the Rosh Bezdin. The focus is on all, we have to look at the stature of the later Bezdin versus the stature of the earlier Bezdin. Then it says Beminyan. What does Beminyan mean? That there should be more Dayanim in the later Bezdin than the earlier Bezdin, says the Melachah Shloima. But many disagree. And they say, if a Bezdin has to have a certain amount of number of people, and if you have that number, you have the right number. Having more doesn't make a difference. And therefore they explain that the people in the later Bezdin, age-wise, are older in altogether than the total age of the members of the earlier Bezdin. Toshma, says the Gemara, Damashmu, like Kasfin and Prosbel, we don't write a Prosbel, Ela Bibedina the Surah, only in the Bezdin the Surah, or Bededin Adah, which were prominent Batidinim. So we see from here that we can't write a Prosbel everywhere, it's only for where the Rabbonim, the great Rabbonim, put it in. If we're going to say that the Prosbel is here forever, so why is the Prosbel limited to those Batidinim? In other Batidinim, it should also be written. Answers the Gemara, that's not a proof. Because Dilmaki talking Hillel Dari Alma, Hillel instituted the Prosbel forever, but when he instituted the Prosbel, he said that it only could be done in a Bezdin, the Beidina of the day, like a Beidina of Shmuel, or Kurav Ami Ravasi, or the Batidina of Ami Vasi, the Ali Milafkui Mimona, because of very strong Batidinim. Aval Kule Alma, other Batidinim that are not that prominent, even though the halacha of Prosbel remains, they don't have the proper authority and the proper stature to make a Prosbel happen. Here we're learning that once something was instituted, it remains forever. We know that the Ramah in Simen Tuf Nun Gimel Sif Aleph says that the minig in Ashkenaz is not to eat kidneys during Pesach. And the reason is because kidneys, legumes, can be ground into a flour, and people are going to maybe get mixed up with real flour. Another reason is legumes many times grow next to wheat, and the bee may be wheat mixed into the legumes. And the question is, if we live in a time or place where these concerns don't exist, can we undo this minhag? The Yavetz quotes his father, the Chacham Tzvi. He says, "I'asha chaylim, if I had the ability of atlenu, I would stop this minhag. There's really no reason to continue it." However, all the Gedolei Yisrael disagreed, and they said, "The Chacham Sofer in the Shas Tshuv Chacham Sofer Arachaim Simon Kuf Chav Beis, and most Gedolei Apaiskim are of the opinion that one cannot undo this minhag. And a very big part of that is our Gemara, that once a minhag was instituted in Klal Yisrael, the halacha is ein bezdin acharav, there's no bezdin, unless it's a greater bezdin, which we believe doesn't exist, can't undo that minhag. Tashma. And the Chassidei Chemen has a discussion, if it's a time of hunger and people don't have what to eat, maybe then and only then can we do it. Tashma d'amr Shmuel, ha prizbala, the prizbala, uba de dayanihu, represents a chutzpah of the dayanim, that they should make such a rule, which as we're learning is contrary to what it says in the Torah. And he says, "Yasha chayel, if I had the ability of atlini," says the Gemara, "but how could you say you're going to nullify it? Haven't we just discussed? V'ayim bezin yochel v'atl divrei bezin chaveri elam kein gol manu b'chach v'minyin." Says the Mahakam, "im asha chayel yosem ahil, if I had the authority and my bezin was greater than Hill's bezin, then avatlin, I would be mevatlit. Rav Nachman amar akamenu, I would keep it." Ask the Gemara, what do you mean you would keep it? You would institute it. Hamakayim v'koy, it's to hear already. Says the Gemara, hachikamar, what he meant to say is, the af ema b'milsa, I would institute it. Dafgav the loikosov, that even if the malva did not write the prosbol, it should be considered kikosov dami, and it should be considered as if he has a prosbol, and the loan should not get cancelled. Ibailuhu, ask the Gemara, hi ulbana, lishn the chutzpahu, that Agamar says, hi prosbola ulban the dainhu, represents a chutzpah. So it seems that the definition of the word ulbana is chutzpah. I lishn the nechusa, or does it mean that it's a good thing, and that they made the prosbol because dayanim should not have a problem with all sorts of dinei Torah about money that's owned. Tashma da ama ula aluva kala shezintz bekarav chipasa. When Klal Yisrael is referred to about the cheto egel, they're called an aluva. They're called like a kala who has an adulterous relationship as she's preparing or standing by the chuppah. Klal Yisrael were just after Kabbalah Satira, they did the Chait of Egel. So we see that Urban has a chutzpah. Omer Amar B'Reid Shmuel, my craw, how do we see that this is the way Klal Yisrael described? The Pasuk says, Ad Shamelech B'Mesibay Nidai Nosin Reichai. They give off a bad odor, they displace their good odor with doing this Aveira. Omer Abba, however, says the Gemara, Adayin Chavivus Gabon. And even though Klal Yisrael did this terrible Aveira, the Pasuk says that they're still loved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because look at the Pasuk. It says, Nirdi Nosen Riach. It doesn't say Hisriach. Hisriach means that it's spoiled. Tanaban Ha'olovim Ve'ena Oilvim. People who are embarrassed by others. Ven Ovim, but they don't get embarrassed. Shoimim Chabosim, they hear as people say bad things about them, embarrass them. They Meshivim. Oisme Hava, they serve Hashem be a hava, not for schar, smechem be yisurim, and they accept the yisurim that Kadosh Baruch Hu brings on them. Aleim akos v'ayim, regarding them, the pasuk says, v'ayivav k'tseis Hashem v'shbegvarosai. They compare to the sun. So the pasuk pshat is, what do they compare to the sun? The sun, when the moon came to complain, the moon complained, but the sun didn't say anything. So that's why they complain compared to the sun. Another pshat that I saw is that the sun, every morning, gets up and does what it's supposed to do, doesn't ask questions. So too is the way a Jew is supposed to live. A Jew is supposed to live that they're whatever happens, we accept the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chidah says that pshat in this Gemara is that that even though somebody does terrible things to someone else, the halacha is that he still goes and forgives the person who embarrassed him and hurt him. And he quotes a story from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh that there was a wealthy person who was embarrassing a Talmud Chacham. And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh told this Talmud Chacham, that he should forgive the person even though he acted terribly. He says, because he explains there's a terrible tsar, the Shechina feels terrible when it sees that the Kavod HaTorah is embarrassed. And the Talmud Chacham, who's Meichel, causes that the Shechina should be happy. The Ksav Sofer has a different shot. The Ksav Sofer says, Ha'ol v'v'enin alovim, is that the person who's embarrassing me, I have much to say about him. He thinks that there are flaws in me. There are many more flaws in that person. And instead of saying that, they don't do that. He doesn't say anything about the person who's embarrassing him. That's whom the Gemara is referring to. Demi Emes says that even though the person who's being embarrassed should not say anything, but says Demi Emes, that doesn't mean that the other people should not sit quietly. If somebody sees that there's a lack of Kavod HaTorah, he has to stand up for Kavod HaTorah. The Panim Yofis says that if somebody was sitting in a dark room and then he goes into a place where it's very light, it's hard for him to adjust his eyes. But afterwards, once he's in that room with the light for a while, it becomes easier. So he says, that's pshat in our Gemara. The person who's embarrassed, it becomes difficult for him to be embarrassed. It becomes difficult to be embarrassed. But if he becomes accustomed to allow people to embarrass him and he doesn't answer back, that is, he becomes accustomed to Ketzeis HaShemesh, he becomes accustomed to the light. Another pshat that I saw is that even if people are embarrassing, the Gemara says, Yitamach HaToyim, we're supposed to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there should no longer be any sins. But not tam chaitim, not that people, they should not, that the rishoyim should go away. And therefore, what we're learning in our Gemara, and I saw other mepharshim explain the Gemara similarly, the sun shines equally for everybody. The sun shines equally for everybody, and that's how we're supposed to treat all people. We're supposed to treat all people equally. We're supposed to treat all people in the same way. And if we treat all people in the same way, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will treat you in the proper way. And I saw that the Bava Rebbe Zatzal, who was well known, that he was always concerned that there should be shalom between people. He says, our Gemara is teaching that even people embarrass you, you're not supposed to say anything, you're supposed to accept it. So the question is, how does one come to this Madrega? So he says, if one has within him the behavior that he always tries to help out another person, if I live my life trying to help other people, then I won't be hurt when other people do things against me. And he says, what is the pasuk teaching us? Vayavav kaseis hashemes begivrasai. He says what the pasuk means to say is that the kaseis hashemesh means the light of Mashiach. When we will live in a world where people don't get upset when other people hurt them, when we will live in a world that, as he just described, people helped each other, what that will create is v'oyavav ketzeis hashemesh b'gvrosai. It will cause that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the light of Mashiach b'mehera b'yomeinu.